Let's continue our focus on Mexico now with the story of a young man whose life has straddled the border. He'll introduce himself in a moment. First, though, a little background. He moved to the U.S. with his family when he was 2 years old. No papers. But at age 19, he decided on his own to go back. Now 21, he's studying international relations at the Technological University in Monterrey. He's also openly gay. Here are his thoughts on what that's been like for him in Mexico.
I'm Omar Solis. I was born in Chihuahua, but I was raised in Denver. Living in Mexico as a gay American, I think has been very interesting because it's not something that's necessarily accepted or seen universally, you know. Or I think we're still at a point where the gay character, there are gay characters maybe in telenovelas, but they're the comic relief, right? They're not the hero or just the guy that, just my neighbor or just, you know. And so the cultural representation is still on a negative end. I think people ultimately react negatively. As Mexicans, you know, we there's like little hints of homophobia, machismo, and I think that's harder to get rid of. Those little hints, that ingrained culture, than it is, you know, creating a policy and saying that, you know, everyone can get married now. You know, I'm growing up in this time where a lot of things are changing in terms of LGBT rights and LGBT advocacy in the United States and around the world. That's true for Mexico as well. Maybe not as quick as the United States or anywhere else. It's been interesting. It's been interesting also with my family, you know, there in Chihuahua, with my extended family, you know, coming out. But I think the key there is, you know, identifying with people or creating relationships where, you know, they can love you for who you are and that's it. I mean, I will always be Omar. And so I did have a formal sit down with my, I have an aunt who I'm really close to, you know, my cousins. And they're evangelical Christians. And, you know, the hints are like, you know, we love you and we always will. We don't accept that aspect of you. And I was like, well, I thought you just said you love me, right? And so it's hard. You don't know whether to just be like, I don't know, you have to think about where you invest your time and your energy and your love, because you don't want to waste it, and that's what it takes. It takes someone to be vulnerable and let them know that it's real and that it doesn't change anything, and it's little by little, I think. I mean, it's just another, it's something extremely important to me, and it's fundamental, you know, who I love, and so I want to share that with you, so allow me to be vulnerable with you and share that with you.
21-year-old Omar Solis shared his story with producer Andy Euler.